Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are here.
Yes.
And we're watching Taylor.
Yes, yes.
We're watching Taylor. Gia, how are you?
Low vibes a little bit this Monday.
Low vibes.
I woke up very sick, had a migraine. I almost texted you and I almost was like, I might have to call an audible.
Oh,
but
shit.
I fought through. Because I'm a brave, strong woman.
You are a brave, strong woman. Yes. Wow, I would have. I would have been like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
I woke up today, too. I woke up a little late. Couldn't get to sleep last night. I'm having a real hard time sleeping these days.
I know, me too.
I cannot get the fuck to sleep.
I know, me too.
It's killing me. But I also wanted to cancel this entire day and not come in, but I couldn't do it. I had too many things. We got The Bachelor.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't watch it last night, Cutting Stems is, go check out all the Chicks in the Office socials. You'll be able to find it. But... We had a busy couple of days in Taylor's life.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say so much about her life, more so
Travis.
About Travis.
Yeah, yeah.
And how Taylor is very much all in the family
at
this point.
Yeah, full family reunion for
all
the first
in
time.
The family. Yeah. And I was wondering today, I wonder if Taylor feels like, does she get a case of the Mondays ever, you know, where she's just got like a bad day? Like,
I
wake up not feeling good. We're like this.
She definitely has
to. With the sniffles. Like,
yeah. I mean, like,
does she have to cancel her day ever? I wonder.
The Folklore album is just like a bad Monday, kind of.
Totally is. You're so spot on about that.
Also, sorry if I'm like coughing and sneezing.
That's okay.
Like, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But yes, so she, we are both suffering a case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
Taylor has to be having a little bit of the Mondays right now because
really, I feel like
Sunday
they're
night,
celebrating today.
True, they're celebrating, but you can only celebrate. Like, I don't know. I feel like I would be tired.
Yeah.
But this past weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs took on the Buffalo Bills with a week of nonstop, like, baiting and talking shit and saying mean things, all directed at Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The Chiefs came in the house. Taylor Swift got out of the car, walked up the stairs, blew them all a kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Travis scored a touchdown, blew a kiss.
Yeah.
Did the heart hands.
Fearless heart. Yeah.
Fearless heart. And we were off.
It's
to the
funny
races.
How like he does a heart hands, and it's like that's the fearless heart.
And like,
hands.
Yeah, like that is the fearless heart hands.
Yeah.
Everybody was all over my ass last night when I was like, "That's the fearless heart hands." Everyone was like, "No, that's Damar Hamlin does that." And I'm like, "Damar Hamlin." I looked up the dates. Taylor Swift has been doing heart hands before Damar Hamlin could walk. I'm not even kidding. He's only 25 years old.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has been doing that since she's been on tour 15. So get out of my kitchen with that Damar Hamlin stuff.
It's not Damar Hamlin.
He didn't invent the heart hands. Taylor Swift did.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we are with that. But I would say that Travis played like the best game he's played in a while.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns,
as far as we can tell,
right?
Two touchdowns, and he was just crushing it all around. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that Taylor was in attendance, as was his brother Jason,
yeah,
and sister-in-law Kylie.
Yes.
And mom was there, too. Dad was there, too.
Mom and dad, yeah.
Everybody was there.
Cara Delevingne
was there. Ashley Avignon was there.
Yeah.
I said to Dave, your girl, she's there again.
Yeah.
Close enough that you could have popped up. You
could
have showed up.
What the hell?
Jason Kelce, he's your boy.
Yeah.
He's got to get in there.
I know.
But so... It's all. It was all very exciting. They ended up winning the game, 27-24, and they move on to the next.
Yeah.
Next, the Ravens.
Yeah.
Right? They play
Ravens,
next, the Baltimore Ravens, and everybody says that that's going to be a really tough game. And if they win that, they go to the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
So they have one more game to win, and they go to the Super Bowl, and then that's when we start bringing out our calculators and our
then
time
we
machines.
Have start after big braining
and our clocks.
Travel plans
for Taylor coming back from Japan in time to see Travis play in the potential Super Bowl. So that will be
interesting. I definitely think if there is a chance that she will do it for
100%,
sure.
Yes, I think that
because
without
how
question.
Can you not at least see if it's a possibility
without
you know?
Question, especially if she's flying private and which right like even as far as Japan, I don't think that she takes a commercial flight. Like
no,
she can't get on a commercial flight.
No.
She'd be mobbed. Like,
yeah,
you just can't even be in an airport like
no,
that.
No, I
know?
Doubt. I highly doubt it.
So I'm sure that she can get on some kind of Gulfstream, jet, and get herself over in time with a perfect red lip and looking great. So looking forward to that. Wondering if she'll be, do we know where they're playing the Ravens game? Will it be in Baltimore?
Yes, it will be in Baltimore because I believe the Ravens are the higher seed. Actually, it's kind of funny because it's like the one the one seed is playing the three seed on both sides, so it's like 13.
Oh my God. Yes. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. Oh, another magic number that I didn't even mention. Oh. The first touchdown that Travis Kelce got, it was a completed 22-yard touchdown.
Oh, really?
Yes, which is very cool.
That's awesome.
And yes, he caught it from the 22nd-yard line. And, you know, everything's coming up, Taylor, these days.
Yeah.
But what I'm excited to talk about this really are just the Bills fans that took things too far.
What? I thought Bills fans were like cool, the Bills mafia. Like, we jump on tables. We love each other. Same. We go crazy. Not fucking hitting low blows for no reason just because you're salty. Like, why Taylor? Like, do it to the players. It just doesn't make sense to me.
It made no sense. And I'm deeply disappointed in Bills Mafia because I also thought they were a good time bunch. I have said before, I appreciate Bills Mafia because they're all batshit crazy insane.
Yeah, like they remind me of Eagles fans.
Totally. Yeah. And I appreciate anyone that has a lot of passion for whatever it is that they're doing. Mm-hmm. If it's crazy or not, I appreciate it. So I liked them for that until I started seeing some of this bullshit. And first we saw that the Bills stadium was going to be serving quesadillas and something else, bad blood quesadilla, yeah. And like the karma burger or something like that.
Yeah, I liked a tweet about it.
They were naming, I sent it to Taylor Watch, actually. I sent it to pictures of it to the account. I'll bring it up. It was, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad blood waffle fries and karma quesadilla. And the, let's see, there's 2-foot nachos. Here they are, bad blood waffle fries, which are just, they do look gross. It's got like, looks like it's got meat and stuff on there. And then pickles, carrots, like some cabbage.
Why are they using Taylor Swift songs for their food?
I don't know. And then here, I think, is the karma quesadilla, which also looks kind of gross. Everything about it looks gross, actually, but, you know, whatever.
Pickles on, what was it? Karma quesadilla and bad blood nachos?
Yeah.
Pickles on nachos?
No, bad blood waffle fries.
Oh, waffle fries. Still.
So the waffle fries had all that shit on them. But again, I'm confused by the waffle fries.
I'm confused by whoever's idea was that. Like, yeah, let's make the food based off the rival team's girlfriend.
Exactly.
You guys have Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, wait. It's going to tell me right here. Bad blood waffle fries. A 2-foot boat full of spiced waffle fries topped half with buffalo chicken, blue cheese, and half with Kansas City Cattleman's BBQ pork, coleslaw, bread, and butter pickles.
Okay, that does sound good.
It does sound kind of good, but it just sounds like a big mess, you know? Yeah. And the karma quesadilla is a triple stacked quesadilla with chicken tenders, bacon, a cilantro ranch, topped with pork belly chaser.
Jesus, those sound like diarrhea for days.
Yeah, they really do. Like, I would shit my pants for sure on both of those things. But I think that, so they put that out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good. Finally, we're going to get a game where the opposing team is just having fun with it. We're all having a good time. What I didn't know is that the Bills, I guess, it's been a long time coming for them. And that this was supposed to be like their year. Josh Allen's year.
Well, the Chiefs and the Bills have been rivals forever.
For a long time. Yeah. But I thought it was more playful than it was. It's not very playful at all. I thought it was playful and it's not. And so this was supposed to be like the Bills' year. Everybody was talking about it, whatever. They were getting cocky about it. They were, they're putting up karma quesadilla and nachos and, you know, bad blood nachos, waffle fries. But that was not an indicator of how things were actually going to be because I was checking out the crowds at the tailgates and stumbled upon many a sign that was talking shit about Taylor.
Yeah.
One in particular, a cut out of her face on a stick, and a man burned it in a fire.
It's just like, get a life. It's so embarrassing that all of these men have hyper focused on Taylor Swift. Like, your fragile masculinity is showing.
It is showing. So embarrassing to put Taylor Swift. My favorite part about that, by the way, was that he tried to put it in the thing and like set it on fire, and like didn't even set it on fire. It just kind of melted. Like it still was Taylor. Like, it didn't even. It took like an hour.
She's not on the fucking field.
Like, she's not on the field. She's not a part of this game. She's not on the Chiefs. She's just supporting her boyfriend and the team, and that's it. Like, are you gonna put Jason Kelce's face on a thing and stick it in the fire? Like, it's fucking nuts. And you're right, you went before I cut you off. Josh Allen is dating
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah. So where's the hate for her? Nobody would do that to her.
What's the song she sings? Drowning? Or is that a song?
I forget.
Drowning in a There's no maybe. Drowning drunk.
What's the one about that's about masturbation that I love, actually?
Oh, starving?
No. I love me, and I love myself, and I don't need anybody else.
I love me, hey, meeples.
And I love myself, and I don't need anybody else. I love me.
Yeah, she has some bangers. But it's like, why are you not making, what are her songs? Starving is what I was thinking of.
Starving, yeah.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Yeah, that song's a banger.
That song is so good. No, I love Hailee Steinfeld. Love.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that nobody would ever come for her as Josh Allen's girlfriend.
Yeah.
In the same way that people are coming for Taylor. And it's just, it's obnoxious at this point. And I am now glad that they lost. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
I would have rooted for them. I would have been okay with the Chiefs losing and the Bills going on because it's their year and everybody's excited and blah, blah, blah. But with that kind of behavior from the fans, no. I want them to shit down your throat now.
Yeah.
I want to find that guy that took the time. He's in his house.
Yeah,
he's wearing
print
his,
out a Taylor
he's wearing
Swift shirt.
He's wearing his adult men's jersey with another man's name
on
the
literally.
Back, my favorite kind of person, over a hoodie, my favorite kind of person, wearing this. He comes in, he's sitting in his house, he's stewing, he's drinking probably like Busch Lights, like not even Bud
Natty
Lights,
Light.
Like Natty Light, something disgusting like that. He's got bad breath for sure. He definitely had like a coffee in the morning and thinks that it's not affecting his breath, but it definitely is. Then he's printing out a picture of Taylor Swift. He's maybe even he has to go to like, nobody has at-home printers anymore. He probably had to go to like Office Space or
Staples
or whatever to get that fixed out. And then he had to get a stick,
so
he put it on a poster board. He's gluing it. This man is doing arts and crafts so he can make a big show out of throwing some fire into a barrel to put Taylor Swift's face on a stick inside of it.
So
to
stupid.
Show what? To intimidate the Chiefs?
Like, oh, well, we're so scared.
No one is less intimidated than the Chiefs of the Bills. And I'm sorry that that had to be the case. And there was a couple close moments where we thought, oh, the Bills might really pull it out here. It might be cool. But in those moments, Travis Kelce just blew a kiss to the crowd and said, not this
year.
Bye,
bye.
Go
eat your karma quesadilla and cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Bye, bitch. They were trying to boo him. There was a video of Taylor arriving and people were saying that she was booed, but I did not hear boos. Like, I watched that video 100 times.
Yeah,
I didn't really hear boos
in that video. I heard a lot of boos when they were showing like the clips of Jason and stuff.
Oh, that I didn't. Yeah. That I didn't see. Wait, so okay, so Jason obviously is in attendance. Jason, a newly retired.
He's not officially
retired, but according to him, it's coming. And he was just drinking the night away, just crushing beers, jumping out of the took his shirt off. He's picking up little girls in the thing and holding her up to show Taylor.
So
that was really cute. That was
so
really cute.
So sweet. Like, I saw a tweet that was like, he is the leader of the Tavis army. Like,
oh, yes.
He's the number one supporter.
He's the number one supporter, and he's fantastic. We love him for that. We always have loved Jason Kelce. I said that Jason Kelce is the only man on this earth who I'm not annoyed by when they are drunk, sweaty, with their shirt off,
carrying on about sports. Yeah,
he's
the
only man that can get away with it in my eyes.
I agree.
And
Kylie's
just
so cool, and she seems
Kylie
so
give
normal.
A fuck.
Yeah,
I would like to have the level of chill that Kylie has.
Yeah, me too.
She is so unfazed by everything, and I think that that's just a really good place to be in your life.
Yeah,
like, really unfazed and
like
not
if
bothered.
I was Taylor, I'd be more intimidated to meet Kylie.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I would
even
want her to think I'm like
talking,
cool.
You saw them talking like at the beginning, and obviously I'm sure they've met each other before, but you saw them talking, and even that, she's
less, she looks like a little like, not awkward, but like
a little bit
like small talkish.
Right. Because I feel like with everybody else, she could just kind of like, oh, hi, blah, 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 like smother them with kindness and like do the whole thing. Whereas with Kylie, it's like she's no bullshit. Like you can't be like over the top. Like it's you have to be very careful about how you approach.
Yeah. I thought it was
Kylie
funny
Kelce.
When they took like that girl's pick together, like Kylie's in the first picture, and then like they're all posing and smiling, and the next one they're all like doing like a silly one, and Kylie's just like, you could tell
she's
not in
shit.
The picture anymore, like she just like walked,
she's like I'm done with this silly shit
now a silly one.
She has her besties in tow.
Yeah.
And it was just a great game. They showed her a few times. Taylor herself seemed pretty tame. And I don't know if that is because Jason stole the show.
Yeah.
I think it probably is that. Gia, I want to ask you something about the kind of clothes we're wearing these days. Is quiet luxury is still on the rise.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
The look of quiet luxury.
Yeah.
And now we're in wintertime. We've got soft sweaters. Mm. We've got little cable knit, little
love a cable
cashmere
knit.
Or something like that. Luxury items.
Wool.
we love that. We love a wool. Yeah. We love all these things. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you that Quince is here to satisfy all those needs for you. They have all of these things. And not only are they beautiful, but they are affordable. And I think that as a couple of girls who love Taylor, a couple of girls who admire her things that she's wearing, her outfits, whatever, we just want to look like her. We want to do these things. We want to look beautiful. But we can't break the bank like that.
No.
We can't be
definitely
doing that.
Not.
So that's where Quince comes in. It is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters that are $50. $50!
Wow, that's awesome.
That's insane. Yeah. I didn't know that until I just read that. I'll be real. Washable silk tops and dresses. Oh, a washable silk top and dress is one of the easiest. It's very hard to find. Yeah. They also are great without no wrinkles on those kind of dresses. Yeah. You don't have to worry about like getting something on it that you'll never get it out. Oh, it's excellent fabric. Love that. Organic cotton sweaters and 14 karat gold jewelry, which is excellent as well. It doesn't leave all that green stuff all over your fingers, which is a problem that happens to me all the time. Same. Which is great. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, which we are obsessed with.
Love.
It only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Obsessed with that. Perfect. Fabulous. I actually just placed an order through Quince. I got myself a little cashmere zip up and pants in burgundy.
Cute. Matching set. Oh, I love that.
So we'll see. You'll have to tell me what you got. I know you haven't chopped yet, but you have to pick your items and tell me because I need to know what else I need to be getting.
Yeah.
Because we have different senses of style, but I need to know I still need to be in the know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I need to know what the youths are up to.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going to look cute in this set.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
But
all
then
this
I also
stuff
could look
so
cute in something else.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. And if you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince, go to quince.com/Keegs for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns, which is great.
Lovely.
That's quince.com/Keegs to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Keegs.
Yeah, and I mean, she doesn't even like do anything in general. You can tell that she is there to genuinely support Travis and like the Chiefs in general. Mm-hmm. Like when Pacheco, he mm-hmm. scored a touchdown or
and
something.
She was doing
the 10, yeah,
yeah,
10,
the 10. 10.
Yeah, she was like, Pacheco, 10.
Yep.
Like
he's
she
10.
Obviously has really developed like a love for the team and like love for rooting for them. So like.
And
that's
for these,
why I
and
just
for
don't,
these people, right?
Yeah.
Like the team as a whole, team as individuals. Like I'm sure Travis tells her, like, you know, hey, this is when this guy does anything, you know, we flash tens. Or the high fours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there are so many little things that she's learning and doing, which I think is really sweet. You can tell how invested in it she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like that. I like that. I think it's really nice. I also think
there was something else.
There were so many funny memes.
Oh, Ellie, I think it was Kylie's mom texted one of them and Jason tweeted it that their daughter Ellie was like,
oh, yeah,
dad's boobs are showing.
Yeah.
Oh, and they
boobs
also called, they called Taylor Swift the MVP, the most valuable princess.
Most valuable princess, which is facts. That's
she
facts.
Is the most valuable princess.
She's the most valuable princess we have. Yeah.
The princess of the NFL.
Oh, this is something that I wanted to bring up. I did not know this. Someone tweeted this. The Bills being more concerned about Taylor and playing Calvin Harris, Harry Styles, One Direction, Kanye, Katy Perry, The 1975, Owl City, Boys Like Girls, Jonas Brothers, and DMCE is quite embarrassing and trashy. Maybe they should focus on the fact they've never won a Super Bowl. That was
damn.
What the tweet said. Someone says, do we have proof video?
Yeah.
They said, we do. And it was a video of somebody playing the 1975 at the Bills game. People were like, I've never heard 1975 play the Bills before. So that's interesting. So they're
playing some music to taunt?
The Bills are so... you're so rattled.
You're so obsessed.
If I knew that, I didn't know that ahead of time, but like I knew that that game was over when Travis threw up hard hands the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's over. And that was just, you know, that's the voodoo magic. Like that's all he needed to do.
Yeah,
and he blew a kiss right after Taylor blew a kiss. I was like, that's what we're all connecting here. But if I had known all these extra things besides the people tailgating, like the stadium was taunting.
So corny. Like you're
so
focusing
corny.
So much more on a girlfriend of a player than you are your fucking team.
Yep. And that's really embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing. I saw this tweet about I don't remember, but it was like something with like the focus that Taylor Swift gets. Like obviously it's Taylor Swift, but at this point, like I don't get why teams do shit like that. When she's just there like any other person.
Exactly. Like
it just makes you look bad.
It makes you look stupid by drawing attention to it. And it's like you're trying to get the wrong kind of clout. Like, you're not doing what you think you're doing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
Like, if anything, I think it should be like, I did see one sign that somebody made, and it was like that meme of the guy like turning around and looking, and it was like Taylor and Travis, and Taylor was looking around like behind her back at Josh Allen, which I thought was funny. It's funnier to be like, we're going to steal your girl, than it is to be like, your girl sucks and we're going to taunt her. Like, why hasn't anybody thought of it from that way? Like, why isn't it like, oh, Taylor, come over here. We've got this. Like, look how much better we are. Like, oh, Travis is XYZ, but our guy is like this. Like, like, that's friendly and funny, and almost like try to court her, because she is a prize. Like, you want to have Taylor rooting for your team. She is great. But her rooting for your team doesn't obviously make you win anything.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have her rooting for the team. So her rooting for the Chiefs doesn't mean that you need to shit on her and the Chiefs. Like, it just doesn't make any – it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It needs to be the other way around. Like, it needs to be like, Taylor, look what we've got. Come over here.
Yeah.
Versus, like, you suck because Taylor Swift's involved. And fuck Taylor Swift. Let me set a picture of her on fire in a thing. How embarrassing. there's just no way that guy's a girlfriend. Like, there's no way that that guy fucks. Like, he's
there's
just
a lot
a,
of
what
tweets
a
circulating of, like, a
I need to know who
side
he is.
To side. One is him putting the Taylor Swift thing in the fire, and the next one is, I don't think it's him though, but it's this kid that looks just like him.
Yeah.
Like crying his eyes out in the stands.
But I've seen that crying
but
kid.
But I think it's a different kid.
I think it's
is
a different
still
kid too.
Funny to think about.
To think it's
like,
the same.
He really thought he did something.
No, he really thought he did something. And also,
ball
that,
your eyes out.
Please. Yeah. But also, too, even, I mean, that kid is definitely crying somewhere. Like, how fucking embarrassing. Like, now he's gone viral for doing something so lame.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Like, yeah.
If I'm that guy, I'm beating myself up over this loss, because now I blame myself.
Yeah, it is
you
your
jinxed
fault.
It, dude. Like, you set a picture of Taylor Swift on fire. That's the last thing you need to do. Tay voodoo, man. That shit is real.
That's karma. Keep,
yeah, that's karma, bitch.
Eat your karma quesadilla.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Eat your karma quesadilla. Yeah. Choke on it, in fact. Choke on your karma quesadilla.
Yeah.
Shove those bad blood waffle fries up your ass
bad
and get
blood.
Out of my
yeah.
face. Like, get out of my face.
Yeah. And
oh,
the,
my God,
this,
how embarrassing.
The tight end for the Chiefs was playing Bad Blood in his car.
Oh, it's incredible.
On his way home.
Yes. Yes.
It's so funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I love that too. Like, the team is in on it. Like the Chiefs are like, yeah, let's play our music. Let's do all our shit.
Yeah. Like, they obviously all are so close and like love each other. And so I love seeing the pictures from like after the game.
Yeah.
When they're all like happy and celebrating.
Hanging out and having a good time. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that too.
Oh, I
think it's really
so
sweet.
Bad.
One of the other, I know, right? Wag Life does seem,
it
seems suddenly
so
seems
nice.
Exciting to me.
Ugh, Wag Life seems
didn't,
so
didn't we see
nice.
This coming, what was it, like 2 months ago? I was like, I would never be a wag. Like, it's just not the life for me. And all of a sudden, Taylor's having fun
well,
doing it. And I'm like,
it
well.
It depends on who. Because
true.
Being wag can be hard. Like, if you're like fucking Hannah Ann and that guy
oh,
that she's dating,
yeah.
like, he gets treated to a different team every other fucking
totally.
Week.
Totally. Because then,
so,
then
like,
you can't build a relationship.
Constantly moving, yeah.
Yeah, how can you build a relationship off that, especially with your teammates and the people and whatever?
Yeah.
The Chiefs
yeah.
just seem like they seem very, well, they've won a bunch of times before together. Like, they are a very, like, family team. Like, their team is family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good vibe, good situation. Another part, something else that I thought was funny. Was they were saying that Taylor was going to have extra security, extra protection because the people of Buffalo are obsessed with this pit and sacrifice, quote unquote, sacrificing people in the pit.
Yes, I've seen this.
And people thought that they were going to try to kidnap
sacrifice
Taylor Swift
him.
And throw her in this pit. It's like a, it's just like a hole.
That's hilarious. It's where they're like building the new stadium, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So they wanted to like throw people in there.
Yeah, I saw this video of like a guy jumping into it and they're like, I don't know what happened to him after. The video just ended after he just jumped into the pit. But it reminds me of, do you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah, yeah.
I fell in hit the pit.
Yeah, yeah.
We fell in hit the pit.
Doesn't What's His Face like live inside the pit
yes,
for a while?
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Chris Pratt's
Chris
character.
Pratt's
Andy, yeah,
Andy,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's what that reminded me of, which is hilarious.
100%.
But imagine like, you just see a bunch of Bills fans like carrying
yeah, yeah,
Taylor
like,
Swift.
She's
like
kicking and
crowd
screaming.
Crowd surfing, yeah.
Yeah, like literally kicking and screaming about it.
Yeah,
oh my
you
God,
must
so
go
funny.
Into the pit.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, also make sure to check out. Out of Order did a very funny
oh yeah
episode.
Very funny
Out
yeah.
of Order our guys Feidelberg and Lil Sass and their whole crew over there put together a video about from the Bills pan- Bills fans' perspective worrying about the upcoming game with Taylor. Mm. And he was like worried that she was going to steal all his friends at the tailgate. And then it cuts to like Megan making money.
Is
the back of her. You can see the back of her and it looks like Taylor partying in like a tailgate. It's very funny. Go check it out. But yeah, so we're glad that Taylor didn't get thrown in the pit.
Yeah, no.
I was worried about that. There was extra security, though, outside their thing.
They, like, cut off, like, that full section kind of right in front.
Which is
kind of
nuts.
Which makes, I mean, like, it does make sense. The fact that people were so close to her at the Chiefs Stadium last game, mm-hmm. like, she was right there. It's dangerous. And
it's dangerous, too, in the way of, like, people can still throw things. Like, that's people forget about that. People will throw things. Everybody's throwing snowballs. That was a big thing. Everybody threw a bunch of snowballs at Travis. He was like,
Patrick Mahomes.
Them pelting Patrick Mahomes with snowballs after the game was over was so funny to me. I was like, this man just beat, like,
I felt bad for him, but it was also so funny.
No, I didn't feel bad because I thought it was hilarious. No. I was like, I mean, sucks for Patrick Mahomes to get hit with snowballs. Snowballs. I mean, you hope there's nothing inside those snowballs, but. He's getting hit with snowballs. He literally just beat your guts in for 2.5 hours. Like, and you know, showed you who's boss.
Yeah.
And, sorry you're salty, but the snowballs were hilarious. But that's another thing. Like, they had to worry about that. They had the security guards up there. Jason Kelce, of course, did not care about the security guards. He was just jumping in and out several times, going crazy, going nuts.
Yeah.
And I think as far as the game goes, I'm trying to think if there were any other little tidbits that I wanted to say about the game, but I think that was it. Like I said, they won. We're moving on. One more game. If we win one more game, we go to the Super Bowl. We, the Chiefs.
I really hate how I've become like an ipso facto Chiefs fan. It really
same. If we, the Chiefs, go to the Super Bowl, I might have to get a Travis Kelce jersey. Am I such a poser if I do that? A 6 month 180, such a poser that I get a Travis Kelce jersey?
Yes.
Okay. But listen, that's money also in the bank. Like, that's money for our girl.
Also, jerseys are so fucking expensive.
They are.
Like,
I wouldn't get a jersey. I wouldn't get a jersey. But if I put a
Travis Kelce jersey on my body.
No, you could never.
Oh my God. My family would actually disown me.
They would kill you. Yeah. But if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, I will wear a Chiefs themed color outfit. I'll wear one of our sweatshirts that got C&D'd. Yeah. Like, I'll do something like that. Like, I will wear something in support of Travis.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get it from our girl, Kristen.
Use check.
Oh, maybe I'll message her and be like, make me something cute.
Yeah.
You think she's busy?
Custom Travis. Be like, who the?
You think she's too busy to make me? Hey, girl, I'm going to need something by this day, by the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like,
thank
imagine.
You.
I hope
you can put Taylor behind me.
Off. Oh, everybody's hopping on her shit now. We got, she had Taylor Lautner wore a jacket after. I think we talked about that last week. We got Olivia Culpo wearing her stuff this week. I'm surprised Olivia Culpo doesn't wear her stuff more often because both of their men are the 49ers.
Yes,
so
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, who is handsome.
So hot.
So hot. I am surprised, though, that Olivia hasn't been, like, the number one person wearing it because they're...
She gives me... Mean girl vibes.
No, 100%. Are you kidding me? 100%. But now that's why I'm saying, like, look who's,
and now
comes,
yeah,
look
exactly.
who's sniffing around,
like,
all of a sudden.
Like, let me get a custom piece.
Yeah. So we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
But so I think that's all that happened there. But I wanted to bring up another thing I saw. Did you see this? I sent it to you. This girl who. The silver medal.
That's hilarious. Oh. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
What reputation dance?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think she's just nervous. So she won a silver medal. This girl won a silver medal, Olympic silver medal. I'm not sure for what. A winter sport. She's outside. Nobody is giving me her name, which is a real problem.
She looks really young.
She looks young.
Like, she's like 14.
No one is giving me her name. No one is giving me anything about her. Everybody just loves her, obviously.
Yeah.
It says Wang Wang 2024. Let's see. Olympics. What's happening right now?
Are the Olympics going on right now?
2024. They must. The Winter Olympics. Summer Olympics are this. Are coming up.
Yes. In Paris, right?
In Paris.
Yeah.
Let's see. 2024. Winter. Now. Gangwon. Yes, Gangwon. It's the Winter Youth Olympics.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Winter Youth Olympics.
The Winter Youth Olympics are going on, and this girl is in it. So, yeah, she might really be, like, 14.
Okay.
And so she, whatever it is that she did it in the snow, and she got silver medal. Good for her. And she is thinking in her times of need, when she's like, I need to focus on the issue at hand. I need to win a medal. I need to stay right, stay tight, do it right. Mm. Thinking about reputation.
I love that.
She's doing the steps of the dance in her head. Whatever that means, she's doing it.
Whatever that means. Yeah. Great album for any sort of competition.
Absolutely.
That's a good album. I feel like I would be the same way. Like, if I ever won a big award like that, like, I would just walk up and be like, I just want to thank Taylor Swift.
No, like, of course. Like, she'd be the first one. My parents would be pissed. Yeah. My mom would be like, what the fuck? Because I'd be like, sorry, I got to thank Taylor first. Like, this is,
when she's Adele, molded me. Like, she raised me. Against Beyonce, and she was like, Beyonce is just amazing. Yeah, like, everything. Yeah. That's exactly how it would be, too.
Completely.
Just want to thank Taylor Swift.
I thought that was super cute. Yeah. We love it. A new generation Swifties of Swifties are everywhere. Coming in. Swifties are everywhere.
Yeah.
I also got sent a video of... this girl made for her niece a whole little wardrobe, a Taylor Swift themed wardrobe, a different outfit for different eras.
Oh,
little
cute.
Baby clothes.
Oh, love
so
that.
So fucking cute. Yeah. So people are doing it. People are really, they're really trying to pass the torch, passing it down. And I wonder if
when you're young and you're trying to get into Taylor Swift, like, do you think they know, like, Fearless and, like, Speak Now and stuff?
They probably don't know. Well, maybe now it might be different with, like, TikTok and stuff. Like, I don't know how much kids are, like, allowed on TikTok and whatever. But, or, you know, what they're watching to, like, show them this kind of stuff. Gia, I feel like I need to remind you. I don't know if you know. Obviously, the tour is starting back up. We're really excited about it. Mm. Taylor's going to all these different countries. Have I made the formal announcement that I will be seeing Taylor in Paris in May?
You've mentioned it a little briefly, but...
I will be seeing Taylor Swift night 2, I believe, in Paris. Whatever, fabulous. May 10th, whatever day that is. I'm so excited. I can't even express how excited I am. And it has done nothing for me but make me realize that I need to, one, go shopping. I need to get outfits, obviously. And two, I need to brush up on some French, all right?
Yeah.
I can't show up to Paris with zero French at all. And I did go to France briefly. I went to the south of France in the past fall. And I was only there for a few days. And I really got along okay without it. But I would have really loved to have had a little bit of a refresher before I went. And I don't speak French at all. So I really just, I need to learn. We need to start expanding our minds, expanding our brains, doing these things. We need to start taking over the world. And the first step to do that is to learn a new language. And thankfully, we have Babbel here with to help us out. And I signed myself up. I now am, I will be practicing French. They have 10-minute lessons that you can do a couple times a week. You can pick however long you want to do it. You can also pick your difficulty level, whether or not you know a little bit or you need a refresher or I know nothing at all, anything like that. There are a bunch of different languages you can choose from. Like I said, I chose French. This whole entire lesson plan is designed by over 150 different language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's creeping up on me, and I gotta figure this out. So you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps. People say there are other apps, you know, you're trying to use them, whatever. This, I have heard specifically, I'm not going to say the other app, but it's a very popular language app. And we were talking about this off camera, not even an ad. I was talking about it with Ken Jack. Hmm. And he was like, oh, I started that. I actually think it's better and easier than blank, that other app that we all know. So I said, oh, I'm sold. Because I never felt very, really good about that other app. And so I'm feeling good about this. I'm feeling really positive about it. So I'm happy. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations, which I think is something that's super important. Like you want to be able to, if you're learning a new language, you want to be able to have a conversation with people. You don't want to sound like you're in a language class regurgitating, you know, that kind of information. Yeah. It's like stupid. So you don't want to sound stupid. You want to sound smart. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University. Ooh,
go green.
Go green. And others continue to prove that Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Wow. I took a full semester of Italian at Michigan State, and it was very hard. So maybe Babbel would...
Babbel, you can brush it all up with Babbel, which is fantastic. And so we have a call to action here. We have a special limited time deal for our listeners, okay? Right now, you can get 55% off of your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners. Babbel.com/Keegs. You can get 55% off. And I'm not kidding. Like, I signed up for real, and I'm doing this for real because I forever have wanted to learn a new language. I know a little bit of Spanish from, like, obviously you study Spanish, like, all through middle school and high school if you grew up in the tri-state area. And French was always just so beautiful and really interesting. And I was talking with your sister outside and I was like, what language should I choose? And she was like, well, French, obviously, like, fits your brand. Like, yeah, that's true. Your vibe. Going to Paris, doing the whole thing. And I'm excited. So I'm really going to buckle down and I'm going to update you guys on my progress about this. So if you want to follow along, maybe learn yourself some French, maybe you're seeing Taylor on tour somewhere else in the world where you might need to learn a new language to have a trip there, go to babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com/Keegs for 55% off for a limited time. But I think that, like, you know, they see the Eras Tour movie and she's pretty specific about the different eras. And I think that probably younger kids, they hear the bops, they hear Bad Blood, they hear Shake It Off, they hear those ones, and that's how they get the little kids on board. Yeah. And then once they become moody teenagers, they start getting into Speak Now, Red, you know, maybe even a little bit of Fearless too, kind of falls in there. And then, of course, as soon as you get to high school, you know, middle school, high school age, you know, that's when you start screaming, "Don't call me kid, don't call me baby" on the floor.
Yeah.
And
on the bathroom floor.
And then that's it. And then you're hooked for life.
And then you can never go back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't you want to scream, "Don't call me kid, don't call me baby. Look at this idiotic fool that you made me. You showed me colors you know I can't see with anyone else."
You know what I saw? This young girl was like, "Wait, Harry Styles is in One Direction?
That's a big thing that's all over the internet right now. People are like, wow, I can't believe people don't understand. Like, because it was best song ever, like, music video. It's like the anniversary of it coming.
"And we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line, but we can't remember." Yeah, it was like Red Nose, right?
I know that
Red Nose Day?
Red Nose Day.
Yeah.
And it came out and it was massive. Like, it was a massive deal on YouTube. It was somebody else said that was like the first time I ever saw a countdown on YouTube. I was like, same. I really think that they like invented that feature for this One Direction countdown.
Honestly,
probably, no joke.
Yeah.
It was like 2012. It's some kind of anniversary this year for it. Maybe 10. It might have been 2014. So, that makes sense because Midnight Memories.
Ugh, when I think
album.
About like my One Direction days, I'm like, I was psychotic.
I believe that of you.
Like, psychotic.
I liked them
a lot
too, but I was too old to like them that much.
To people that like thought they liked them, I'd be like, "You don't like them the way that I'm as much as I do." Like, I used to be in this group of girls. Yeah, we were the Directioners,
of course,
and like all the fake fans were Directionators,
of course, of course.
So like we had our own Facebook group, and like we'd be like, "These fucking Directionators, like what the fuck? They don't know Niall the way that I do. Like, he's Irish."
Of course, yeah. Like, I know where he's from. Like, do you know the town he's from in
Ireland?
No,
literally.
I bet you don't.
Yeah. Like, do you know the date and time that he was born?
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
I
know everything about them.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It is, but that's the fandom that they have. But yeah, so that was floating around the other day, like yesterday or something, was some kind of anniversary for Best Song Ever music video, and people were like, "I can't believe there are people that don't know One Direction. Like, didn't experience One Direction." And I'm like, yeah, that's actually awful. Like, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
One Direction.
You missed out on peak
magic years
of UK infiltrating the United States. Because it was like One Direction, like Ozzy.
It was British Invasion again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cher Lloyd. What was his name? Like Ozzy Mars or something?
That I don't know.
Ozzy Mers, something like that?
I don't know this person.
He was another British person.
Maybe if it's Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran
came through. Ed Sheeran,
Ed Sheeran
Thinking
like
Out Loud
for them. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Thinking Out Loud was massive at the time.
Yeah.
And then Shape of You came out. The Divide album, that was like 2017. Ugh.
It was Insurgents
of the
Brits, 2012. Lots of like Pinstripe.
Yep.
Red pants, red skinny jeans.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And it was magic.
It was beautiful.
Five Sauce, but they're Australian.
Life is easy. Yeah,
Five Sauce is Australian.
Yeah.
I went to Midnight Memories concert at MetLife, where Five Sauce opened for them.
That's like the mecca. Like, that's what people say. Like, where were you when Five Sauce opened for it?
I was at MetLife.
Yeah, I went to the
And I wore a little black dress.
Little black dress, what you doing it for? It's too late, it's too late, it's too late to come home.
It's all right, it's all right, it's all right, you know.
Yeah, banger.
Wow,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I went to Up All Night when they first
started.
Oh,
great one, great one.
I
didn't go, I only went to Midnight
Memories. I have one picture on my Facebook from my BlackBerry, and it's like the blurriest picture ever, and it's like, can't wait for 1D.
Yeah, like so funny.
Yeah.
People too forget, like, this is early early Instagram days, you know?
Yeah, no, there was no Instagram. No. It was Facebook. Like,
it was Facebook.
That was, you posted, like, you had, like, your social, or like from your phone mm-hmm. album mm-hmm. and then you could just post like all those pictures or whatever it was yeah. that was like posting an Instagram completely. Story basically
completely
yeah.
But yeah, there were no stories. Also,
yeah,
stories
no.
didn't exist yet. It was a lot of things that didn't exist in that time, and I blame that for the fact that people have One Direction. How do we let One Direction slip through the cracks? Like that's crazy.
Like how do we let them end?
No. Like how do people not know them? Like that's nuts.
Well, the thing that is like
on
they,
that's on the parents. If your kid doesn't know One Direction, that's on you.
That's true. Also, like they're just not very media relevant. Like
no, of course not anymore.
Of course, all of them. I mean, not all of them, but like majority of them are. In their own separate ways, but I feel like now no one really talks to them about One Direction that much.
Well, because
you know?
It seemed so, like, the end of One Direction seemed so, it was like, very, like, melancholy.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't seem like.
Because they're like, oh, we're going on a hiatus.
Good blood, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. And it was like, we all know you're breaking up. Yeah. And then it was like, Zayn went off, Harry went off, Liam went off. Everybody had, like, a successful single or something. And then Harry really, really catapulted to stardom.
Yeah.
Zayn, I think, if you were to put rank. One Direction members, who's the most famous at this point? Harry's obviously number one.
Yeah.
There was a while that Zayn was number two.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if he's still there.
He kind of fell off a little bit because I know he's obviously struggled.
He went through some shit.
Mental health.
Yeah, he went through some shit.
I don't know, addiction.
A little bit of addiction.
Yeah. But I would put him and Niall like 1A and 1, or 2A and 2B.
I agree completely. Because Niall really, really came out the gates as well. Like
yes.
He had a couple great
good
songs.
Yeah.
Good albums, great songs. And he's a super likable guy.
Oh, yeah, so cute.
So cute.
Irish.
He's Irish guy. We love an Irish man.
We love an
Irish
man.
But so he, like, he had this moment where, or no, he's very bro-y. Like, he likes sports.
Yeah, he likes golf.
Golf, yeah. Soccer.
Did Foreplay have him on?
Yes, they did. And you know who has gone golfing with Niall? Is Jeffy Lowe.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think they were friends through, like, Good Morning America somehow.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure he went with Harry Styles, too. But I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that. I don't know. Don't tell Jeffy Lowe I said that.
I won't.
But he does, he has been out golfing with at least Niall.
Damn.
And Harry. Which is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And so people really like the two of them. I think Liam had also a banger come out. What was Liam's good ass song that you could not get away from?
No, be in a pub, come on, strip that down for me.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right.
Anything you do that crazy dance,
strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground, girl.
Yeah.
That song is great.
Yeah,
really good
song.
But then that was kind of it. Like he didn't really come for more.
Yeah, he's also. They're all just
something.
He got a lot of weird plastic surgery.
Yeah, he did. His face looks crazy right now, unfortunately. But I also think that that poor Liam, like
I also think Liam was also going through it a lot too.
He was going through it. He's the oldest, and I think that his struggle, it seems, was very much like these other guys are more famous and more talented, and I'm having a hard time with that. Like that's kind of his vibe. Louis just chilling in the background. He's
Louis
had a couple kids
chilling.
At this point, I think.
He has a very dedicated fan base.
Yes, extremely.
And I've never listened to any of his music, though, unfortunately. He used to be my favorite of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even really... He just was never really that talented. Like,
Wait a minute.
He can't really sing that well.
You know what I'm just realizing? Cheryl. Isn't that Liam's...
They were together. Her baby mama,
Cheryl
I'm pretty
Boyd.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his baby mama.
Is it Boyd? No.
No, is it her name like just Cheryl?
Yeah, it's just Cheryl. Cheryl UK.
Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And she met him on X Factor.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Liam Payne was with Cheryl. This is Cheryl Tweedy. Who the hell is Cheryl Tweedy?
Oh, well, then I have to take a... Then I have a bone to pick with my British friend Charles, who sold me this whole story about Cheryl meeting Liam on...
No, but I'm pretty sure this is a Cheryl that you're talking about.
Liam.
Cheryl Cole. Cheryl Ann Tweedy. Like,
yeah,
she
Cheryl
just goes
Cole.
By Cheryl. Yeah, this is her.
Birth of their son, Bear. Oh, no. June 22nd, 2023. Liam Payne admits relationship with Cheryl Cole was ruined by birth of their son, Bear.
Oh,
my God. They had a solid relationship until she got pregnant. And then they, they called it quits 1 year after they welcomed their son. He admitted that he and the girls allowed singer Cheryl Cole had a solid relationship until she got pregnant.
Ooh, damn.
That's a crazy thing to say. All
yeah,
Liam,
that is
Jesus
crazy.
Christ.
What the hell, Liam? Damn.
Well, now he's 6 years old, the child. And, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
Very, very famous parents.
Yes, Jesus.
Kid will never want for nothing. We love that for the child. But yeah, their age difference is crazy because I guess she met him on X Factor when he was like a kid.
Yes.
And she was a judge. Yes. And then they later linked up. Although Liam was always older. Like, I think Liam was 18 to begin with.
I think he was older than that when he did X Factor. Been.
So it really isn't
that weird. He auditioned twice.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So I think it was the second time around, obviously. So maybe not that weird, but certainly something interesting. And Cheryl Cole, though, is the fucking truth. I was watching music videos of her the other day, and she is so cool. So, interesting stuff. But, yeah, you got to know your history.
Yeah.
And One Direction is
One Direction is a pivotal part of American history.
Midnight Memories, Story of My Life, music video. Really good music videos all around, all those music videos. Really good, cheesy, like...
Yeah, like they knew what girls wanted, and they gave it to us.
And they gave it right to us. No questions asked. So we love them for that. Thank you, One Direction, for filling all of our dreams.
Yeah. We miss you.
We miss you so much. What else?
I don't know. I mean, we have the Super Bowl on the 11th, so that's later this year.
Later this year, February 11th.
And her tour starts when, the 4th? Or the 6th?
The tour starts on... The 4th is the Grammys.
Okay.
And it's after that. I believe
so it's the 6th,
I might be the... I thought it's 8...
7th.
8, 9, 10? Oh, 7. 7. 7, 8, 9.
7th, 9th, and 10th. I don't think there's an 8th.
7th, 9th, and 10th. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she probably needs a day for jet lag.
Probably.
I'm just saying that. And they're all in Japan.
But, yeah, they're all in Japan.
Yep.
Kelly, we all know that sometimes we just get way too fucking busy to cook anything, especially in my apartment where I have about an inch of counter space.
Forget it. I'm dreading it right now. I'm dreading going home right now because I know that I got to cook myself something.
I know. So that's why I always use Factor. It's so unbelievably easy. It takes 2 minutes. You just pop it right into the microwave. You stick some holes into it with your fork and it's ready to go. One of my favorites is the garlic chicken, the roasted garlic chicken.
Ooh, with the little green beans.
Yes.
A little rice.
I love a good green side, like so a broccoli, a green bean. And that's what's great about Factor is like they also have those like the vegetarian, vegan meals. So you can get started on your resolutions with Factor so you're ready for the new year. Obviously, everyone's like, new year, new me, gonna start eating better. And Factor makes it so much easier. You can skip the grocery stores, the prep work, the cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. There's over 35 meals to choose per week, which is great, and they have so many options.
It's a huge selection. Yeah. And everybody here, I'll say this, Factor has sponsored a lot of different things at Barstool, and everyone raves about it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely raves about it. People are eating it for lunch all the time here. Yeah. They send them to this office, and everybody is crushing Factor meals and say that they're delicious, they're healthy, and easy.
It's just so easy.
Can't get any better than that.
Yeah. Keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie and more, plus over 55 weekly add-ons, tons of nutritious and flavorful options. You don't need to worry about packing your lunch, meal prep, whatever the hell people are doing these days.
Who has time to meal prep? Also, who wants to have the exact same thing every day? That's another thing for me.
Yeah,
I can't
do
that. I can't make one big batch of something on a Sunday and eat it for lunch every single day. I need variety. And
I know.
Thank God Factor
like
has
to,
me covered.
Yeah, I like to switch it up. And they also, it's not just like lunch, dinner. They have breakfast. They have smoothies. They have juices, snacks. They have everything.
I love a smoothie.
So stress less over mealtimes in the new year. Factor's no prep, no mess meals, free uptime otherwise spent shopping, cooking, and cleanup. So you can head to factormeals.com/keegs50 and use code keegs50 to get 50% off. That's code keegs50 at factormeals.com/keegs50 to get 50% off. You guys do not want to miss this. Factor is so freaking good. And so people are thinking that she's going to announce Reputation because everyone turned their Instagram profile pictures
black
that's
and right. white. That's right. Yeah. We didn't talk about that. Everyone, let's see, Travis, Gigi, Blake.
Did I send that to you on Twitter?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You sent it to me somewhere.
Let me see if I can find it.
It might have been on...
Oh, maybe I send it to you on TikTok. Yeah.
Gia and I, what we do is we, all week long, we just send each other on every platform. We just send each other a million
every
different
Every single
things,
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
All the Taylor Swift has to remember
to
talk about.
Okay, so it's the names of the people that were on the Junior Girl shirt. So like Alana, Gigi, Selena, Blake and Ryan, Martha?
Martha Hunt.
Okay, Martha
model.
Hunt. Mm-hmm. So
Lily
Martha
Aldridge.
Hunt, yeah, Martha Hunt, black and white profile picture. Mm-hmm. Esty Haim, black and white. Kelly Teller, Lily Aldridge. Mm-hmm. Blake Lively, Gracie Abrams, Gigi Hadid, Travis Kelce, and the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building, yeah. Which I'm like, have we talked about this before on here?
I don't
remember. I don't know. Do people know that the Empire State Building social media account is run by none other than our former Barcel employee and friend, Tyler O'Day? Who is a Swiftie. And is just having fun with it. So it's hilarious to me when people get so pissed and they think the Empire State Building is in on something. And it's gotten me, too. I've been like, Tyler O'Day, what do you know? Like, what's in? And he's like, no, I don't know anything. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm a Swiftie, just like everybody.
And he's smart. That's smart.
It's very smart. And he's very good at his job. Yeah. But that's why it's so hilarious. Yes. Like, you have to think about it like that. Like, it's just Tyler O'Day.
It's just Tyler O'Day and his big-ass hat.
Yeah, and his big ass hat and his gorgeous sing, his crooner voice.
Yes, his gorgeous singing voice.
He's a good guy, but just, it's hilarious that like that he runs it and that it's
and people
all,
think that the Empire State Building and Taylor Swift
Tyler O'Day
like
is definitely on the pulse enough to know that like people Taylor's friends are changing their photos to black and white, so he did that on purpose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like that is it's very strategic, it's very funny. So we love that.
Yeah.
And
so people think that has something to do with maybe Reputation Taylor's version announcement coming in Tokyo. They think it's gonna be night one of Tokyo.
Oh, it's gotta be.
But like we said earlier in this Taylor Watch season, I refuse to fall for anything. I will not be made a fool like I was.
No.
The last time.
That last time, that fateful day, November like 23rd or whatever.
So until I see like a black dress for 1989 or a black blazer.
People think that Oscar De La Renta, did you see this? Did you see the people were dissecting that Oscar De La Renta post?
No.
So Oscar De La Renta obviously does a lot of Taylor's costume stuff. And they posted, well, they have Selena's dress that she wore to the Emmys that people were like, huh, interesting. Before that, they had posted this, which kind of looks like the a little bit like the dress Selena wore, but it's not the same. But it is a black with some shine on it, black mesh on the insides, beautiful, clearly like a ball gown. Okay, and the caption is this: just add shine with a shine emoji. Wishing you a sparkling New Year's Eve and enchanting start to 2024. So people think that this is going to be the enchanted dress.
Right. That makes sense.
For Speak Now or for a Reputation announcement. Because it would be. It'll come out and it'll be sparkly and beautiful and silver, but it will have that black element to it.
Yeah.
So if she steps out to the stage in this for Enchanted.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. People but I mean, come on. This caption.
Yeah. And
this is
the most.
New Year's Day and enchanting start?
Yeah.
Come on. Oscar.
I know. I these people, like, they know.
People get me. I know. It's so easy to clown.
I know. It's but tragic. Like, so I just, I can't fall for, it again.
I know.
But
neither can
we're also going to be fucked because the tour is going to be at like 9, whatever. It starts at 8.
It's going to start at 8 a.m. It's going to start at 8 a.m. So we're going to be on the early grind, which I know that you know. I'm not a morning person. I don't know if you hate it as much as I do, but we are not morning people.
No.
This is not a morning podcast.
It took everything in my body to get out of bed this morning.
Oh, like, yeah.
I was really, really, really comfortable.
Struggle city. Yeah.
Struggle
difficult.
City for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will not be watching.
I'll probably tune in around. Well, first,
I think maybe
first
I'll
day.
Watch night one.
Night one, of course,
because I want to get the
day,
vibes,
and which that will be on it'll be a work day, I believe, because it'll still be we're looking at you said 7, 9, 10,
yeah,
so 7 o'clock at night. Oh God, see, this is where we start to get silly because it'll actually be because they're 12 hours ahead,
yeah.
So it'll
seven,
be
eight, nine,
Wednesday 10. Morning will be the first day we need to be looking.
Okay.
And then Friday morning and Saturday morning.
Okay. So if anything happens that Wednesday morning, that'll be good because we can talk about it for our Thursday episode.
That'll be great. Yeah. Which is another thing that we've said this already. We are instituting a second episode a week, a Thursday episode where we're going to do voicemails, DMs.
Yep. We've already gotten some good ones so far.
Fabulous. I know my mom called. She was she was confused at first, but
it is confusing. So it's like a phone. Like you just have to wait till it basically hangs up. And you
can
just,
you? Is it Google?
Yeah, it's Google
then let's
Voice.
Do, after this, we'll do a little, you can make your own intro. You can make hey, this is Taylor Watch. Oh. So we'll do that. We'll call us in and we'll make the intro our song, our Taylor Watch. Leave a message, and then you'll be able to see us.
Yeah, the number is 347-450-0723. So call if you guys want to. It can literally be about any Taylor Swift question, any question you guys have in general, just whatever. And also, if you like are like me and don't like to talk on the phone, you can just DM us, too.
You can DM us. I also think that you can text that number. I'll have to look. Okay. I think it's like a text message. Again, I'm going off only from Google Voice because I would sometimes get texts, which I thought was crazy.
So try to text us.
Try to text and see. Yeah. We'll test it out and we'll let you know on socials if you can or not. I would say call for now. Wait until next week before you can tell us if you can text
us or not. DMing is your sure way to get featured on the show. We'll shout you out on the show.
Yep.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Should be fabulous. Yeah. So make sure that you subscribe to all relevant platforms.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you.